रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 106. रावणस चैरियट कम्स बैक. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द थॉट केम टू रावण, व्हाई आई वाज इवन नाउ फाइटिंग द फो, हाउ इज इट दैट आई फेंटेड. हिज आईज ग्लोड रेड विद रैथ. Impelled by resistless fate, he vented it upon his innocent driver. You fool! Did you take it into your head that I lost my vigor and might and manliness? Did you conclude that strength and luster had waned away and that I was a coward to turn my back on the field of battle? My arts of magic, have they become nothing? My divine weapons, have they taken to flight? You dare to follow your own counsel and make little of me as of no worth. Without knowing my purpose, you have brought me away from the field of battle. You have blackened my face in the presence of the enemy. Till now, I have been endowed with matchless fame, valor, splendor, and steadfastness as one who never turned his back in battle. All these earned during long ages and with unremitting effort, you have ruined in a second, you mean wretch. My enemy is no ordinary man. He is famed as a mighty hero. I sought to make his heart rejoice with my valor. You know full well that my ardor for battle is boundless. Yet you have made me for all time a mark for the finger of scorn, as a coward and a weakling, and that in the presence of my hated foe. When I think of what you did, that instead of keeping my car before the enemy, you brought it here, I am forced to conclude that you have been bought over by him. No friend or well-wisher of mine would have acted thus. This is the act of a deadly enemy. Your action has been utterly wrong. Now turn back the car and take me to the battlefield before my enemy seeks me out here. If you call yourself my friend, if your memory keeps count of the favors you have received from me, do not disgrace me in the presence of my opponents. Thus did he foolishly accuse his driver, who but sought his safety and well-being. But that Rakshasa was no fool. He was wise beyond his years. He knew full well the nature of his master, and he respectfully spoke words of good counsel. Fear has no part in me. My mind and senses are clear and strong. Foes have not won me over. Negligence, unfriendliness, ingratitude, these are foreign to me. I but seek your well-being and seek to preserve your good name. My heart went out to you in friendship and impelled me to do what it did. I thought you would approve it. I know now that it was distasteful to you. Your prosperity was my sole concern. It ill becomes you to cast aspersion on me as if I had come of a lineage unknown to name and fame, or as if I were a man of mean and wicked nature. Fast falling like a river from a lofty height, I turned away your car from the field of battle. True, but please listen to my reason. After doing mighty deeds of valor today, you were a little tired. Your face was dim. Your heart was cheerless, and I knew it. The horses, too, were tired with hard work all day. Like cattle lashed by a fierce downpour, they were weak and exhausted with the heat of the sun. Again, I noted signs inauspicious to us. A driver of the car, if he is worth anything, should carefully note times and places as well as signs auspicious and otherwise. Marks of cheerfulness or sorrow or joy or despair in the face of the master, the waxing and waning of energy and strength he should note, the level of the field high or low, the favorable moment for fight, the strength and weakness of the foe. Noting all these, he should know when to advance, where to stand up, when to draw back, and when to pass by. I observed that my master and these horses were utterly worn out. I knew that unless they recovered, defeat and disgrace were certain at the hands of the foe. I therefore took it upon myself to take the car away from the field. I would not have you think that it was my wish or a pleasure for me to do so. It was but my love and respect for you and no other motive that made me act as I did. I am ever at your service. Else, how can I hope to repay what I have received at your hands? Ravana was mightily pleased at these words. He praised his wisdom and solicitude. Eager to renew the fight, he said, "Driver, Take back this car to where Rama is, and that with the speed of thought. Ravana does not leave the field of battle with his foe alive. He rewarded the driver with the priceless ornament he wore upon his arm, and the driver lost no time in bringing the car right before Rama. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Kunathaya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhomaya Mangalam.